there was a good attempt at getting to the underlying challenges in the renewable energy sector, both from a private investment point of view and also from a policy point of view. There is momentum there at the moment, and I'm delighted that the parliamentarians showed their presence and stepped up to the mark in relation to giving their perspective and obviously relating and relaying their concerns at a local constituency level as well.
What do you think the legacy of this particular gathering is going to be?
Well, I think it's going to be a combination. There is a time frame now to draw up an intergovernmental agreement on the energy renewable sector between the UK and Ireland. I think the second thing is in relation to the sector, the industry that was represented. They got a perspective from the politicians and the challenging questions around community dividend, how to work with communities and not to be rolling out renewable energy infrastructure without consultation with the community. And I think the most significant contribution came in relation to grid infrastructure, and I think primarily at the local level in the Northwest region, that while we do have a great appetite to connect to the grid, and there's a lot of small farmers as well as community cooperatives still waiting outside of Gate 3, there was a good challenge put up to ESB and to AirGrid to try to fast track and try to come up with a solution that would cater for local need as well as the bigger representation there representing big business.